Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff here. In part two at 3:30, we're going to welcome in our friend Kim Shields from Encourage. We are going to have some of the guests with us today. We'll be from the Material Girls Quilting Club. We'll be talking about those Quilts of Valor coming up. Looking forward to that. We always look forward to talking with Stephen and Katrina Hittner. They are family, so much so we can mess up their last name, and they're not even going to get mad at me for it. thank you both for being here. Appreciate you guys. And appreciate the things that you have brought into the community. I was talking to some people over the weekend that were really looking forward to the True Grace presentation.
Oh, yeah.
I know that wrapped up yesterday. So I don't know if we can start there. I want to get into what's happening at the shop and how you guys are doing. Start wherever you want.
All right.
Sure. Well, let's do a recap on True Grace. And hello to everyone.
Maybe to begin with, if you miss True Grace and you want to come to another presentation, we have another CEO of a company. So last night there was a CEO of a company that came to small town Wisconsin Rapids to talk to our wonderful customers and ourselves, and it was amazing. But in about, what, like 20 days, on the 29th, it's a Wednesday, right after the holiday weekend, 5:15, Terry Lemeron's coming in, and he's going to be talking at our store again. So I just want to put that out there in case somebody's like driving in the car. I got to put it out there a couple times.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you don't want to miss
Terry, maker of curcumin. You know,
yeah, the curcumin products.
The curcumin products.
Got pain? Well, not any longer.
No.
He's got Terry's products.
Yeah.
But we'll get into Terry's a little bit later. But yeah, let's jump into True Grace. I like this idea. It was such a great talk that he did.
Mm-hmm. So we had Brian Hall, CEO of True Grace. So his wife owns the company, Christy. And so it's really great to have somebody, as he said, every decision goes past his and Christy's desk. So it's not like a conglomerate. There's a lot of them now that are being owned by big
bought out
corporate
whatever.
Organizations that, you know, they have to go to a board, or they have to make, you know, it goes through 12 people's desks before they can make decisions. It's him and Christy that make the decisions, as well as their team. But the echoing of Brian's presentation was so cool. It was like he was just talking about foundational nutrition. So we'll give a recap on what is foundational nutrition. So his focus was you really only need to take these four things. We all want to keep things simple.
Yep, this is the foundation.
This is your foundation. You can build from this foundation, of course. But having a really good quality multivitamin. You know, theirs is a whole foods multivitamin. His key thing was having vitamin K2 for your arteries to help get the calcium out of your arteries and really get it into your bones and where it should be. Because K2 is amazing for teeth, bones. It's great for our heart. It's a fantastic nutrient that we need more of, and it's in their multi.
It's in the clinically studied form, too.
Yes.
And he was talking about how, you know, because, again, he sees all this stuff as a CEO. He's like, oh, we're paying a lot more money for this form of K2. But he said, we're not going to cut corners because we know this is the one that works. This is the one the clinical studies are done on. So he said that over and over in his talk.
Yes.
And it was really about, like, quality, integrity, transparency, and it's basically like, how do we get all of us healthier and the planet? It's like they don't have small goals.
Yeah.
It's a small new company. A lot of people hadn't heard of them before, you know, the talk or you know, until recently perhaps. But big goals.
Big goals.
Very big goals.
Did we mention that they're a Wisconsin-based company? Because they are.
Yeah.
That, I feel like, just brings
home. I think that's so great. Yeah.
Well, it shows, for one, I think that it shows Midwest sensibilities in their company. I wouldn't have, if you didn't tell me they were from Wisconsin, I would have guessed a Midwest family. I would have guessed something like that. There is a little bit of that in the company. I think that it's noteworthy as well, going back to your point about the decision-making process. With more you know, cooks in the kitchen, oftentimes you're going to get more ingredients or more or less of something. You're going to find people that are certainly there because they want to help people and help them be better. And then there are people in that conversation that are just trying to save a buck.
Right.
And these are... These are all important decisions, and I don't know enough about some companies to speak on them or anything, mm-hmm. but I will say that I know corporations, yeah. and I think we all do, and that's just yeah. kind of how this works. It's one of the reasons I appreciate these presentations is, one, it's great to support a local Wisconsin company. It's certainly awesome to be able to have these people in town and be able to look them in the eye and ask these questions and mm-hmm. everything. But it's such the depth of trusting these products, you know?
Yes.
It's so important for people nowadays with the rise of supplements and mental health and taking care of ourselves more, even going back to the 80s, where you really saw the beginnings of a lot of this. Mm-hmm. There's been more and more companies getting more and more in the game. And with that, there's ones out there, you know, just statistically that aren't looking out for your best interest. They're just looking at their bottom line.
Yeah, you know, or they're putting products in that are, you know, other companies might be putting products in that are just like, oh, here, we're going to give you this nutrient, but it's not the best kind. And actually, you know, True Grace is doing the absolute opposite. Like Stephen yeah. was saying before, they might be losing money because they're putting in their top nutrients that they're not going to skimp on it. They want to make sure there's certain things in there.
Yep.
And so they are 100% committed to quality control, and if you buy any of their products, you will absolutely know that, as well as that sustainability yeah. aspect that Stephen was talking
yeah.
about too.
And they talked about, like Katrina was saying, these four elements, mm-hmm. I think.
Yep.
So a good foundational multivitamin, just a one a day, really nice, very clean, great ingredients. A fish oil supplement, there's so many of those out there, but you really got to read the label. And he talked about that. He doesn't have 12 different fish oils. He's got one. He said one fish oil that's based on the clinical researched amount. So all you need to do is take two a day of this fish oil. And it's not about how much oil is in the soft gel. It's about how much EPA and DHA is in there. And this is something you can come in. We'll get into
this
the details
on. This is
something
we talk to people about every day.
Yeah.
But it is, a lot of people come in and they say, I want 1,000 milligrams of fish oil. Well, you don't really want 1,000 milligrams of fish oil. You want to make sure that you're getting the EPA and the DHA in a good ratio.
Yep.
And so that's something that you
and
can...
And theirs is in the form that it would be if you ate a, you know... If you ate fish tonight at mm-hmm. dinner, it's in this form. Most mm-hmm. fish oils on the shelf aren't in that form. They're in a kind of changed form that your body doesn't absorb as well. So, again, they're doing that right. All their oils, all their fish oil comes from Alaska. Mm. So it's all, you know, clean oils from the U.S., which most of them aren't coming from there. Most of it's pollock. And he said he can trace the boat and the day that the fish was
Whoa.
Caught.
Yeah.
And then
that is awesome.
Like
yes.
you can basically trace the oil that wow. is in your soft gel that you're taking.
I don't know how many other people have that trace.
Yeah, I was impressed by that. And another thing that I find impressive, and I've heard this from a lot of customers, is they'll say like, oh, I took this and I was amazed. I didn't burp it up. Mm-hmm. I took it on an empty stomach even, or, you know, whatever. And a lot of people, they get turned off by fish oils because there's inferior quality ones. Mm-hmm. And they just don't, you know, they burp up and they're unpleasant. So
right. This
one, you know, it's worth trying. And you really don't, you can get that clinical study, the amount that will help reduce inflammation in your body, help, you know, heal your body by taking two a day. A lot of other products out there, you'd probably have to take a handful, four, six a day to kind of get similar dosage. So really nice, good quality product. So that was number two of the pillar.
But just to make another conversation on it. So it's called omega-3 essential fatty acid. And we've talked about this before, but I like to remind people that it's essential. Our body does not make it. So we need to eat those forms. And I don't know about you, but I don't eat enough fish.
Yeah.
And so we really need to get it for a mm-hmm. supplement. It helps with so many things, the brain, the heart, our inflammation all over
our skin,
body,
our hair,
our eyes.
Yep.
It's like, we need it, and we're not getting enough of it. It's an essential fatty acid that we all need. So we're walking around with inflammation. It's like we need to start giving our body what it needs to help calm that fire of inflammation. And then the last thing
yep.
of that four pillars of foundational nutrition.
Yeah, and what he's talking about by four is four capsules mm-hmm. a day. So you got the one-a-day multivitamin, two a day of the fish oil, and then the last capsule you're taking in a day is
a probiotic because our gut is part of everything that we do, but you know, there's this brain and gut relationship. Our digestive system, well, it's on overdrive all the time. We're, you know, feeding it things, or it's something we've touched that it's trying to process. So our digestive system, our immune system, starts in our gut. And so if you have a healthy digestive system, giving it the nutrients it needs, eating the certain foods we need, but these probiotics are amazing because they're, again, another thing about True Grace, right? Clinically studied human studies of probiotics. They're giving you the right quality. And the other thing people don't think about is that these probiotics work really well together. Some probiotics, certain strains of probiotics, there's strength and strains. Some strains don't jive together and can cause more digestional issues. These ones, they play well.
Yeah, they've been studied. So again, they went into he went into all the efforts they've made to to get this level of quality, and really impressive. Like Katrina said from the beginning, it's basically a company that doesn't compromise anything with quality. And ultimately, you know, they don't do all this crazy marketing. Some of these other big companies out there, they spend all their money on marketing and fancy advertisings and stuff like that. So at the end of the day, a lot of times their products are similarly priced or cheaper than other, you know, good quality products out there. But theirs is better quality, like great quality.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods. Something that you touched on, Kat, that I thought was interesting is the idea of taking this supplement from this company and another supplement from a different company, and how it can affect your stomach and how you can affect the digestiveness of all that. I know that I've heard from some people before. You were mentioning, Stephen, about how some people, they get turned off of fish oil because of the burps or something like that. I've heard from people that... you know, and relatives even that are, don't want to take this supplement or that supplement because of the way it might digest, it might sit in their stomach. Is that something that you guys have ever come across? Because I have not heard that a lot. I have not heard of a lot of that
before. The great thing about like their multivitamin, it's a whole food based multi, so it's going to digest really well, just like a good quality meal would. The fish oils, like I said, people, customers come in over and over saying, hey, this is the first fish oil I've ever taken that I didn't burp up. And the probiotics can help all that work better. So yeah, this is a formula. You know, if you wanted to kind of take their foundational nutrition's three bottles, four capsules a day, you'll probably notice a profound difference, and you're not going to get any of those side effects you're talking about, James. So that's a great question.
It's why you pay attention to these. You don't just, oh, I need a fish oil and just grab the first fish oil you see out there. If you're truly, you know, this is improvement takes work. And in order to do that, you've got to do a little homework. You can't just go and just grab something off the aisle and everything. You have to look into this and what's best for you. While something that I may support and be encouraging of, and oh, this has been great for me and everything, it might not do none for you, or it might not be the right thing for you. That doesn't mean you just have to stop though. Keep fighting, keep hunting, and looking for what's going to be perfect for you and your body.
Yep, absolutely. So yeah, it was great. I want to remind folks that the whole month of May. Because we had the presentation, we're going to have 20% off of the whole line this month. So it's a great time to try it, whether you were somebody that came yesterday and you listened to the presentation, or you're coming and you're like, I want to try this. I've heard about it. It's a great product. We love all of their products. So definitely, my mom, I love my mom. She went to the presentation yesterday. She goes, well, four capsules? That's easy. I feel like anybody could do that. Like, we got this. Like, if I can do it, anyone could do it. So we need to all, like, just start out with this foundational nutrition, and you can build from there if you want. So I think it's a great line to try.
And a good time to, especially this month on sale. Go ahead and check it out.
Yeah. So we're going to do reverse of what we normally do. So now we're going to go into what's happening. And there's a couple things. So just a reminder. Garden seeds. We'll
garden
keep it
seeds,
quick
yep.
and brief. Garden seeds, they're here. They're not going to be here very long. We are getting low on potatoes already.
This nice weather is bringing everybody in, and I'd say we're a couple weeks ahead of where we normally be as far as what's left on the shelves. So if you want the top selection, come in by this weekend, I would say, and there certainly will be things after that. But but yeah, it's really good time to plant those foundations of nutrition in your backyard.
There you go, Stephen.
Nicely done.
We sell a lot of seeds under $1 a packet. And I always tell people, for less than $1, you can get bushels of vegetables.
Absolutely.
If you want to fight inflation, if you want to improve your health, you want to spend quality time outside, we got the answer for you. Bring over your spare change, clean out the couch, you know, clean out the cup holder in your car. You can pretty much buy a whole, you can buy a whole back of your car worth of vegetables.
Yeah.
My oldest friend, Chris, one of these people that Chris is a smart guy, he's a good guy, likes to cook, all these different things. I go over to his place the other day and he's got the those little soil things, the little pockets that you can, you know, and just grow individual.
Plants.
Yeah. And I'm like, bro, what's going on over here and everything? And I wasn't sure what it was and stuff. He's doing that. He's growing vegetables.
Yeah.
He's,
that good? Know?
He's fighting inflation.
Yeah. I never would have thought of him doing this, but he's loving it. He's enjoying it.
It's going to happen to you soon.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, it probably will. A lot of things between us seem to. So, yeah.
That's
great. There's a lot of people, a lot more people than I thought of or would have ever thought doing that. Encourage you to go ahead and pick up some seeds over at Family Natural Foods.
Anybody can do it. Start small. Just go for it.
Yeah. And then I wanted to talk about, it's Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, everybody.
Yeah,
just
happy
so y'all
Mother's
know.
Day, Katrina.
Yes, happy future Mother's Day. Yes.
Future, I am a mother, man.
Well, in the future.
Okay.
I said it wrong. Yeah. I don't know if you knew this or you and your husband knew this or not, but you got plans. You got plans coming up. I'm just telling you. No. Happy Mother's Day in the future.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So Sunday.
Happy Mother's Day to all of our listeners.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. It's great. I love it. So a couple gift ideas. If you need a couple quick gift ideas. You can go with the classic, like, gift certificate, Family Natural Foods gift certificate.
We sell a bunch of those right now. Yep.
Those are great. Maybe it's chocolate.
Classic.
Classic. Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong. Yep. I will say I can't go wrong. I think you guys would say you can't go wrong.
No. If somebody wants to give me that for Mother's Day, I'll be all right with it.
Yeah, very, very okay with it. Yes.
Yeah.
I love chocolate.
And then
love it.
Essential oils or essential oil bracelets, which I know James and I are fans of here. Mm-hmm. We got some local ones, which is also great. Gives back to the local community.
Yes, made by a mother as well.
Yeah, made by a mother.
Nice. Yep.
We
what
have a Alafia basket.
Those are made by mothers.
They are. They're made in Africa. It's fair trade. The money goes back to the people that actually made it.
It's a women's cooperative, and it's supporting one of their arts, one of their traditions of making these baskets from reeds that they harvest, and they dye with natural dyes, obviously. And then they weave in these really amazing baskets. And each of the baskets has...
It has a story.
It has a little story. It has a tag in it that tells you where it came from.
Fun fact, I usually bring one in when I put our stuff in it here for the radio, so you can't see that, but it's an Alafia basket, and the weaver's name is Aroko, and they are from the village of Yorogo, and it gives us the lot number and all of this, and this basket is made in Ghana.
Melissa and Laura got me one for chapter 2 when we were doing
Cool.
It's one of my favorite things. I love it. And I kept the tag. I like the story. I kept the tag.
It's made out of leather. So, like, you'd have to, I mean, you could probably cut it out, but, like, it'd take an effort to get it out of there.
True, right, yeah.
It's so cool, though.
And every time I shouldn't say every time, but I feel like every time I use it, I think of that story. I think of the individuals that made it.
It's awesome.
It's a really cool product.
So it's a really cool way to give back to a community in Africa. To women, mothers, most likely, and to give your mother something, you know, like really complete the circle here.
Absolutely.
So that's a beautiful one. We sell a lot of those this time of year for farmers markets, for shopping baskets.
Graduations.
Weddings,
and they
Easter
put their
baskets.
Things in it.
I mean, like, you name it. You want a basket.
I have a couple. I could always put another one somewhere around my house.
Sure.
It's, you know, that's great. My kids use them all the time, and they'll like pick things and put them in.
They're super durable.
We had a farmer who bought some, and they would actually harvest their potatoes in it. And they were so durable.
They are durable then. Mm-hmm. I thought with kids they'd be durable. If kids are using them, know they're durable.
Right?
Yeah, kids and farmers approved.
Yes, nice.
Exactly. And then the last couple things here is like Vamfas oils and vinegars, which are great. And you could think about making a wonderful meal for your mother because that's always fun to spend time and eating good things. Okay, last thing before we have to wrap up. So we'll see how much we get in. We're going to do the save the date for Terry and just talk a little bit about what does that event look like. And you're not going to want to miss it because...
So it's May 29th. It's a Wednesday, 5:15. And it's going to be great. He was here last year, but this topic, he's got a new topic and it's got a lot. He's going to cover a lot of different things. I'm sure there'll be a little bit of overlap, which I always love because I'm like, okay, I forgot that detail. Mm. But it's optimal wellness and longevity is the topic. And I think no better person to do this topic than Terry Lemeron, 86 years old. Mm-hmm. He still goes to work every day. He travels the world looking for innovations in natural medicine and brings them here to his company in Wisconsin and shares it around the world. But yeah, no better person to talk about optimal wellness and longevity than somebody who's 86.
Living it. He's living it, everyone. 86
years old and living the fullest life, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's amazing. So we can all learn something from Terry. And I had so many customers who said, like, oh, I can't wait to, like, meet him, shake his hand, mm-hmm. maybe get a picture with him. Like, he's a minor celebrity. So if you don't even know who he is, I'd just say come along and check it out. Because,
yeah.
You know, it's a free lecture. Everybody's invited.
Yeah, sure.
And you get a big discount at the end of the night if you want to try anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best discount of the year.
Yep, and
on his products.
Terry's team is so great. They put together these little brochures that just give
packets. Like folders.
They're like folders, and you get all this information. And usually there's
some samples
in there. Like you get the knowledge, and then he continues. He gives it back to you, and he's like, "Here's some more information. Take it home, learn about it, share with your friends." So the location is going to be right behind us, where it's been in the past.
Right behind Family Natural Foods.
It's right behind Family Natural Foods. Sorry, not here, the radio station. Right
well,
behind
us is tricky.
Family Natural Foods. It's 910 McKinley Street, which is the street right behind us. You can park at the store and walk over, or you can park at the church. It's the church with the beautiful gold roof that is there.
It's stained glass,
first,
kind of a dome building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the First Baptist Church. And we're going to have – so we'll learn about that from Terry, but afterwards we're going to have – a really great sale, and then we're going to have some local sampling. We have prairie pastured beef, we have Jersey Valley cheese, and then we have Forward, which is a local Wisconsin beverage company. This is non-alcoholic beverages, but they have really fun flavors.
Oh, yeah.
They're new to us. We've only had them for about a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
Starting to sound more like a party than
it
a presentation.
It is a party.
That's what we want to
do. Come party with us.
It's going to be a good time. That's awesome.
Party.
Keep in mind, everybody, thanks to our friends at Family Natural Foods, you can hear more from Terry every Saturday at 8, Terry Talks Nutrition. Terry does an amazing job for an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Just having a discussion with you. And every time, I listen to him for years, every time I listen to him, especially Saturday morning, I come in, do an over-the-back fence or something like that, and I have him on, and I feel like it's just him and I.
Yeah.
He does such a nice job of talking, carrying on the conversation,
yes.
And doing that hour. And his presentation's just the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to go there, and you're
going
to feel like he's talking just to you. He's such a good presenter and good talker. And while he does a great job with these presentations, I feel like if Terry just showed up, stood on stage, I'm 86, and you look at him and be like, okay, I want those products.
What are you doing?
Whatever he's doing, I want to take that, let alone all the knowledge and information he has. We're big appreciators of Terry and the work that he has done for society, really.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It's incredible the work he does. And hear more of that, Terry Talks Nutrition, 8 a.m. every Saturday. And, of course, when his presentation comes up at the end
of
the month. You guys, thank you so much for the time. Always appreciate hanging out and talking with you.
Thank you.
Find out more about Family Natural Foods. Go visit them at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call at 423-3120, 423-3120. Be sure to follow along all the things that they are doing on social media. Just type into your search bar, Family Natural Foods, and follow along. We'll have the gang back real soon. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.